In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate a national holiday of Thanksgiving. Now, this is not a holiday of the church, but one of the country in which the Episcopal Church is rooted. And like so many things about our country, its legacy is mixed. Thanksgiving means a lot of different things to different people. I want to think with you for a moment today about Thanksgiving from two different points of view. Thanksgiving is like a vaccine, and Thanksgiving is a protest. Now, Thanksgiving itself is not a simple holiday. When I hear the term Thanksgiving, I think of over-the-top meals that my extended family or friends have together. Or, more broadly, I think of those moments in life when I have felt gratitude, relief, sometimes even sobbing in my thankfulness for a relationship after a long separation, for a job after a dry spell without one, for a house and all that that represents. And so I associate Thanksgiving with good times. The function of Thanksgiving, the purpose of gratitude in those good times, is not only to show our appreciation to God and to other people, but also to be like a vaccine, like an immune system remembering the inert particles it will later battle when it encounters live viruses. So gratitude takes these good things in our life and remembers them for future battles against the hard things in life. Thanksgiving recognizes the good things as gift, as grace, as events beyond our control or our deserving. And that is what our first reading is about. Moses is urging the people, even in the midst of their anticipated wealth and ease and plenty, not to forget where they came from. Not to forget that oppression in Egypt, slavery, and the wilderness are part of their experience, and arguably the more normal part. And it was in those times and places of difficulty that God took care of God's people. And so their enjoyment of that promised land is a gift from God, evidence of God's concern and intervention on their behalf, and an invitation for them to bless God. And it is also a vaccine. Thankfulness is the vaccine that will prevent God's people from becoming embittered or cynical or hardened by the more difficult times that are to come. Thanksgiving will enable God's people, even in war and famine and exile, to continue to hold on to God's goodness and trust that God is still at work. Thanksgiving is the vaccine which preserves spiritual health in the midst of hardship, allowing us to continue to worship, continue to love, continue to care, even in economic catastrophe, natural disasters, or even human-made disasters. Gratitude is the catalyst that takes the good times and cements them into our memory as a vaccine that will protect us and make us more resilient in the difficult times that inevitably come along. And Thanksgiving is not only a vaccine, Thanksgiving is a protest. Thanksgiving is a defiance and a repudiation of the doctrines and assumptions of the society around us. In a world of wishful thinking and me-oriented reasoning, Thanksgiving represents defiance of social norms and the status quo. Thanksgiving enables us to see masks not as political statements or means of oppression, but as a gift that enables us to dramatically lower the risk of spreading a virus that we don't know whether we're carrying or not until it's too late. Thanksgiving enables us to embrace restrictive protocols not as an impingement on our religious freedom, but as practical ways to show genuine love for one another, in obedience up to the command not of a government, but of Jesus himself. Thanksgiving enables us to defy the status quo, not with violence, but with a rejection of the logic of cynicism and selfishness and raw power. Thanksgiving enables us to be gracious and loving, even to those who would make us their enemies. Thanksgiving teaches us that God, not me, is in control, and so I don't have to be uptight and upset when things aren't going the way that I wish they would. Thanksgiving is the secret sauce that can help me to endure a broken tradition and to instead anticipate what new thing God will do next. Thanksgiving is a protest against the idols of selfishness, wishful thinking, and tribalism that we find in the world around us. Thanksgiving is an alternative path, one leading to light and life and to God. So Thanksgiving is a vaccine, and Thanksgiving is a protest. But here's the best thing about Thanksgiving. It doesn't have to be big. We don't have to thank God for the amazing forces at work in the universe and the grand philosophical truths of divinity. Instead, we ask God simply for our daily bread, and we give thanks for that. We thank God for breath, for awakening this morning, for a momentary lessening of our pain, for a single bite of something nourishing, for a gentle embrace, or a single kind word. That's the amazing thing about Thanksgiving. It is as powerful in these small things as it is in the big ones. And so opportunities for Thanksgiving can be found in every moment, no matter how inconsequential. And each act of Thanksgiving does its work of vaccination and defiance. 2020 has been a hard year, full of loss and hurt. 2020 has been a year of lament. 2020 has also been a year of grace, a year of God's presence. 2020 has been a year for rejoicing. Both of these are true. And it is Thanksgiving that will give us hearts that are big enough, hearts that are tough enough to hold these two realities at the same time. God teaches us to give thanks by giving us opportunities to practice it. God is present with us today. God has been good to us in the past. God has made great and unbreakable promises about the future. And God is doing good things in our lives even today. That is why today is a good day for us to celebrate Thanksgiving. Amen.